This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, March 23rd. Obviously, we've had a very impressive rebound in the market. There seems to be some confusion, so let me just try to clarify everything. Apparently, somebody called President Trump from Iran. That's not the official leader, but doesn't matter because the leadership has been taken out. And President Trump was going to start bombing electric plants if Iran didn't reopen the Strait of Hormuz. In the meantime, they've given a five-day suspension on any of that activity so they can negotiate. Apparently, Iran has agreed to turn over any uranium they have, enriched uranium. Some of it's obviously under rubble, but that is what President Trump wanted. In the meantime, Israel is probably still going to be retaliating against Iran because they launch these missiles with cluster bombs. So when the Iranian missile is intercepted by the Israeli defense missile, the cluster bombs still come down and cause a lot of damage, and that's very tragic. So Israel will probably have to keep trying to take out their ballistic missile facilities. So anyway, this pause in the fighting obviously has caused a huge rally in stocks. The previous havens, fertilizer stocks, energy stocks, all went back down. Gold has had a good reversal today. That's good. Now, we had a couple gold stocks announce decent results last week, so that's helping a lot. And the stocks are very firm. But since we're having this rebound, I thought I should address this super micro conundrum that I've got myself into. Supermicro sales were up 123% last quarter. They're supposed to be up 171% this quarter. They are trading under 10 times forecasted earnings. So Supermicro's has always had this gentleman who resigned and was removed from leadership. He's always been a bit of a problem. So having him gone is good. The fact that the company's cooperating with the government is good. Jensen Huang, the NVIDIA chairman, said he didn't think any chips were being sold to China. He hasn't corrected that statement, but Supermicro is 9% of NVIDIA's GPU sales. And the problem we have is it's really kind of stupid to sell the stock when you have such strong sales growth and your valuations are so cheap, and you might get bought out. Obviously, if you're going to make an acquisition in the tech world and the data center world, Supermicro is the best bargain at this moment. So we're going to hold Supermicro due to its phenomenal fundamentals. Just so you know, Micron Technology is a great buy at this moment. They had spectacular results, but their sales are forecasted to be up over 236%. Last quarter was 196%. So, the sales growth is just ridiculous, really, the data centers. And, of course, NVIDIA gave guidance last week in their conference that their sales next year will be up 100%. So the data center boom is underway. It's accounting for more than 50% of all the construction in America right now. And so that bet is intact, and a lot of those stocks are rebounding, although Micron is not up today. So if you're looking for a bargain, that's your bargain of the day. Again, the gold stocks had good results. A lot of them are up sharply today. But the gold stocks we own do have very good sales and earnings, okay? And so and they're going to continue to have those sales and earnings for two or three quarters. So I have no intention of selling them, okay? It's very important to have something that zigs when other things zag out there. And again, the gold stocks have been benefiting from central bank buying pressure. Now, our trade deficit dropped 25% in January due to robust gold exports. And the February trade deficit is probably going to be aided a lot by the energy exports that we were doing, because LNG prices were up and crude oil prices were up, etc. Now, one last comment I have is that obviously, anytime you do military action, you want to get in and out quick. And it's clear that President Trump wants to do that, even though I think we hit over 8,000 targets. So it'll be interesting if he can make that exit. He is obviously worried about the midterm elections. There's no doubt that food and energy prices are going to remain elevated if that Strait of Hormuz is not open. The food prices are probably more acute because if you don't get the fertilizer in the ground at the right time, it's not going to go in. So we'll see what happens here. But I think, not to criticize President Trump, but even though I can see the economic growth and I'm investing in it and I enjoy all these wonderful earnings I'm having, the issue is most of the growth's in 8 to 10 states. So he can run around trying to promote things, okay, but it's uneven, okay? And the other comment I have is that some states are cut off from the other states. So I'm out west right now, and obviously gas prices are very high out west. They could go higher because California may be importing up to 30% of its gasoline soon due to two refinery shutdowns, a pipeline shutdown. Obviously the oil that the refined product they're getting is coming from Korea, and obviously Korea gets the oil from the Middle East. So we will see what happens here, okay? It's going to be interesting to watch. The other comment I have is that we will get more robust GDP growth starting the second quarter. A lot of it's going to be weather related, but it is time for everybody to cheer up and be happy, and we'll see how that goes. I got to keep my eye on interest rates. They did back up. They're back down today. The Fed, in their statement last week, made it very clear there's no job creation in America in the private sector. So we're probably going to get some rate cuts. They already telegraphed one. So the question, will that happen in May? It should. That's when Kevin Warsh will become the new Fed chairman. We shall see. But otherwise, not much else going on. I should add that Christopher Waller, who is the labor expert on the Fed, he made it clear he has no intention of raising rates, okay? He's watching that labor market very, very carefully. So that's good news. We have to fix the housing market in America because it is a drag on GDP growth. So the sooner we fix that, the better off we'll all be. So enjoy the relief rally, folks. I do want to remind you, second half of March is seasonally strong. So we're getting that seasonal strength now. President Trump timed his announcement to spark the market rally. He gave him a five days to negotiate things, which means, if there is a change in policy, it'll happen on the weekend. And of course, he doesn't want to rattle the financial markets. So President Trump is getting pretty good at sparking these rallies, and clearly he pays attention to the market. So that's good for your portfolio because obviously he wants to make it go higher. So with that said, Celine Avalier, I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.